It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Stories about people catching the coronavirus despite being vaccinated have been popping up a lot lately on social media. Yet the numbers released so far of these so-called breakthrough infections actually suggest the vaccines are working better than we might expect. Dr. Sikhan Akpan is WNYC's health and science editor. He joins us now by Skype to break down the math. Good morning, Sikhan.
Hi, Michael.
Last week, Michigan health officials said they've recorded 246 breakthrough infections since the beginning of January. The Washington Post reported the precise number nationwide is not known, but it could be in the thousands. That sounds like an awful lot. Should people be worried?
The short answer is no, not yet. Folks will remember from the clinical trials for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson that they performed equally well against severe disease. You know, very few among the vaccinated developed lethal symptoms, and no one died from COVID. But when it came to stopping infections in the first place, whether mild or severe, the COVID vaccines weren't foolproof. The Pfizer-Moderna vaccines had 95% efficacy, but that doesn't mean 5% of vaccinated people will still get infected. You have to factor in the virus's attack rate or the likelihood of getting sick after exposure. When you do that, scientists would predict one COVID case out of every 2,000 people who take both shots of Moderna or Pfizer. For Johnson & Johnson's single shot, it's about 1 in 300. Now, compare that against the numbers from Michigan. They reported 246 breakthrough infections out of 1.5 million fully vaccinated people through late March, or about one case per 10,000 people vaccinated. That's a much lower rate than the clinical trials, right? One divided by 10,000 versus one divided by 2,000. That means they're recording way fewer vaccine breakthroughs than one might expect.
Okay, but even if the COVID-19 shots protect 1,999 out of 2,000 takers, no one wants to be that odd person out. Do scientists know who is more likely to experience a breakthrough infection?
Yeah, breakthrough infections typically happen in people with weaker immune systems. So you would think senior citizens or maybe cancer patients taking immunosuppressants. But public health experts told me one of the biggest factors for anyone is just plain old exposure to the virus. That's because your body's immune system works a bit like the deflector shields in Star Wars. You get hit once with a small amount of viral particles and your spaceship will survive. But bombard your nose and mouth with too much virus over a short period of time, and you'll be more likely to get infected even if you're vaccinated.
I love that Star Wars analogy. Are breakthrough infections as bad as unvaccinated infections?
So for diseases like the flu, scientists tend to see less severe disease among those who are vaccinated. But some people are still hospitalized or even die every flu season. You know, and others can just be carriers of the virus without feeling too sick. We expect the same is true right now for COVID, but this protection may wane over time, like over a year or so, especially due to some of the variants. Jeffrey Shaman, an epidemiologist at Columbia University, says that's why people vaccinated still need to wear masks and social distance in places where they may encounter large groups of strangers, such as during the course of travel.
We need to keep that up until we've really throttled the virus and reduced the case numbers in the community enormously. We're at 50,000 cases, 50,000 cases a day in the U.S. It'd be a lot better if we were at like 500, 600.
Yeah, fully reopening will make a lot more sense for everyone at that point. And vaccinating as many people as possible can get us there faster. And we're seeing countries like Israel and the U.K. that appear to have reached this benchmark.
See, I'm curious what New York local health officials in New Jersey are saying about breakthrough infections.
Yeah, New York City health officials say they're actively monitoring the situation, but for now, none of their evidence suggests the virus nor its variants are bypassing the vaccines. Their counterparts in New Jersey and upstate in Albany essentially said the same.
Now, we have some breaking news right now from the New York Times that the federal government plans to pause the use of Johnson & Johnson shot after blood clots were spotted among some takers.
Yeah, that's right. Citing unnamed officials, the Times reports that the FDA and CDC will stop using J&J shots at federal vaccine sites and that they plan to encourage states to do the same. These atypical blood clots, they spotted about six in Johnson & Johnson takers, appear to be similar to the ones seen overseas with the AstraZeneca vaccine. One note, the J&J and AstraZeneca vaccines use a similar delivery technology called adenoviral vectors, and these blood clots aren't being seen with the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. But the pause could cause issues for the city's vaccine rollout, namely its plans to reach homebound seniors, the homeless, and other at-risk groups.
Much more to come on this. Dr. Seekon Akpan is WNYC's health and science editor. Come back and see us more often, please. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, great.